Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Beth of We Fix Space Junk.
And this is me, Headley, of We Fix Space Junk.
This is our week off. As you know, we've switched to bi-weekly.
We're halfway through the series. We're really happy that you're all enjoying it. And we've got four more, and they are even better. And we can't wait to share them with you. But in the meantime,
we really wanted to share this special episode with you,
which was a crossover with the fantastic Sleep With Me podcast.
We love Sleep With Me. Since before Space Junk, we've been listening pretty much every night. It's probably one of the reasons we're able to make Space Junk, considering we're both really bad at getting to sleep, really bad at staying asleep. And Sleep With Me is a fantastic podcast to just help you drift off. And Scoots, who runs it, is just the sweetest person.
Sleep With Me is the podcast that puts you to sleep. And they do it with a bedtime story. If you have trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, Sleep With Me is the podcast for you. He uses lulling, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders to distract you and keep you company while you drift off in the deep, dark night.
And before the special, we've also got a song which was written by Jonathan Mann, also of the Sleep With Me podcast.
Jonathan Mann, also known as the Mystery Bard, he provides songs and lullabies for Sleep With Me podcast, and he has dedicated a song just to us and graciously allowed us to share it with you.
He's written a song all about Samantha, and we really love it. It's been stuck in our heads all the time, and we hope you'll love it too.
Jonathan Mann is a world record-breaking songwriter, and you can commission him to write a song for you or one of your loved ones, and we highly recommend you do.
Sleep With Me podcast can be found at sleepwithmepodcast.com, and Jonathan Mann can be found at jonathanmann.net.
Now, Sleep With Me can be a bit confusing first time round for some people. It often takes two or three attempts for it to really start putting you to sleep. It took us a few listens, but now we listen every night. If you've not listened before, Scooter often removes and replaces things that could start waking you up again. So all the death and destruction has been replaced with slightly less scary options. And these are often really funny and very endearing. And we really hope you like what he's done with the episode. We absolutely loved it.
So without further ado, here is Scoots' version of We Fix Space Junk Episodes 1 and 2, Escape from Hagen 4 and the Flight of the Submarine. And just before that, Jonathan Mann's song, We Fix Space Junk. We hope you enjoy this crossover as much as we did.
Everybody, Scoots, I'm the announcer, and this is our crossover episode of We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane, and this is episode one, Escape from Hargan 4. So settle in. You could find We Fix Space Junk and wherever you consume your podcasts or podcasts, We Fix Space Junk, or at battlebird.productions. And all that'll be in the show notes too, as I slowly make my voice slow down. And you hear my creaky dulcet tones are almost like a theme music as you settle into a place and you hear clanging doors, steps on a metallic floor. And far in the distance, you see, is that the sound of a harmonica playing? Someone in a room playing a harmonica. And then, no, that's not a creature stirring. It's a door a whirring open. And then you hear something. Hey, hey, Samantha. Samantha. Hey, Samantha. Go away. I'm trying to go back to sleep. I'm not signing any more autographs for staff. Samantha, it's me. It's Fabio. We've only got 10 minutes. We got to go. Fabio? Yeah, it's me, Fabio. I came back for you. I told you I would. Come on. Your door's already open. You got to go this way. Is that, Fabio, is that snoring I hear? Is that man on the floor just sleeping on a metallic floor? That's one of the guards snoring. Yeah, he's asleep. That's why he's snoring. He's fine. Just step over him. But he's drooling, like an abnormal amount of drooling. Did you use some sort of a sleep solution? Is that a natural sleep? Or that's, he just seems like a really deep sleep and a lot of drool. Maybe you should put a water by him or something. Samantha, as Fabio, I'd say he was already asleep when I got there. He's just sleeping very soundly. I don't know why they would hire a guard that sleeps so soundly. But that guard is sleeping soundly. See, I'm talking in my non-regular voice, Samantha. So do you want to go? I was here to rescue you, or do you want to stay here? Come on. Okay, Fabio. Fabio, oh, where to art thou, Fabio? Samantha, can you stop? I hear footsteps running. That's probably the guards that aren't asleep, and they're coming our way. And let's also run as our footsteps fade into the night. Now you see a wide shot of a yellow spaceship that looks a bit like a yellow submarine. But then it fades and you hear the static and then the dot, 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 dot of a news report. AUT News. News on the hour, every hour. And we've got someone live at the scene. Go ahead. Thanks for joining me. I'm right outside the courthouse where Miss Samantha Trapp was due to stand trial. For Miss Trapp, this last 6 months has been a roller coaster. Formerly a member of the social elite with a social media following of millions, and a nightlife I think we've all envied at one moment or another, especially Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and brunch on Sundays, twice on Sundays. I'm getting an update. That's why you cut to me live. I was supposed to lead with the update. Sorry about that. I was trying to dramatically introduce the update. It appears that Miss Trapp, once again confounding the stereotype of socialite, has escaped the infamous Hargan 4 prison, where she was being held prior to her trial. She left behind four guards sleeping so soundly they experienced mild dehydration because they were drooling very grossly. according to reports. And she also disabled the alarms and security measures surrounding her room and fled. She's being reported as willing to scorn and extremely like furrowed brow. And you should not approach her. Just tell on her from a distance. Oh, clickety clack. Shut that radio off. Crunchity crunch. Oh, this crisp is really, really good. Would you like one? No, I would not like one. This box, it looks pretty suspicious to me. Crispity crisp. Of course it looks suspicious. If it was innocuous, I could move it myself. You're a smuggler. You smuggle things. The whole point is that the packages look ordinary. This crate just screams of fleeing heiress. It's too big. It's too new. And it's much, 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 much too stylish. There's nobody that transports cargo in polished tiger wood crates. Listen, please, please, we got no other choice. We're desperate. Desperate people are my favorite kind of client. Have you done all the paperwork at least? Yes, I have. I have done all the paperwork. Okay, so that's a third of the payment now, and then the other two-thirds when we get to the Crab Nebula. Otherwise, I'll be crabby in that Crab Nebula. Well, that's great. I'll have time to prove her innocence by then. Yeah, yeah, sure you will. And the payment's already been set up, yes? You'll get your money, so as long as she's safe and sound at the end. Okay, but just so we're clear, you're going to make the payment because you know what happens if you don't pay up. It's out of my hands. I've read the contract. Can we please hurry this up? I don't want to get caught by customs at the last minute. Okay, I just wanted to check, though. Have you read every single page of the because some people just scroll through it, and then they click, I acknowledge I've read and agree. But this is not you didn't just scroll through the contract because I want to make sure you understand every page of the contract because, you know, it's a contract. You're committing. If you haven't read the contract and you enter in the contract contractually, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand? Have you read all the pages of the contract? Because, again, I just wanted to check, because personally, I've signed quite a few contracts, unfortunately, in my time. In the first few, I scrolled right through just like everybody else does, but not anymore. Oh, no, 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 not anymore, not anymore. So it's good to know what you're letting yourself in for. Don't worry about it. Okay, yeah, you two take the crate up there. Go ahead. Man, this is one heavy crate. This is a socialite in here? No, 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 she's in the other crate. What's in this crate? Luggage. Obviously, we could only do the basics, so that's why there's only one extra crate. No, 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 no. Put that crate. I'm putting this crate down. I'm not taking. You paid for one person. So my ship is fueled up and stocked for one person. Not a crate full of, what is even in here? What is this stuff? Is that an ostrich feather? Is that LeMay? Holy moly. Okay. Yeah. Clearly you're not living the haute couture lifestyle. We're paying you well enough to take this stuff with you. We're paying you very well. You're paying me the cost I charged you. I mean, I have my own subsidiary costs. Well, could you give me a breakdown of all your subsidiary costs? No, no, no. You already signed the contract. Here's what you signed in the contract. One person and one small suitcase. I have something by the front door. It's got to fit in that square thing, rectangle, whatever. You could think of me as the spirit, easy spirit ways of space travel business, you know, smuggling included. Also, no snuggle. I won't be snuggling her either. There's no snuggling, except, you know, she's probably snuggled in there. Yeah, but we don't do budget travel. It's think of it as more of minimalist travel. Minimal distractions. She'll get to know herself really, really well. Okay, so let's take this crate off and, okay, I guess we could grab this other kicker. She's not going to be happy about this. She needs her stuff. Okay, she'll live, and I do have enough water and supplies for her, unlike those guards that experienced mild dehydration from their drooling. Okay, I'm going to set this crate down. Oof. Oh, did she just make an oof? You got to get off. You got to get off my ship anyway. Okay, excuse me one second. Goodbye, my love, within the crate. My heart is within your crate, my dear. And but my heart is within me, but it's within you. While it'll just feel like a mere second for you, for me it'll be an eternity. And I cannot. And by the way, I have an ode here I prepared for you. And so let me get it out. And no, excuse me. No, Fabio is your name or something? I don't know. Whatever you call yourself, there's no time for odes. I'm closing the doors now. We're departing. Good day. You could send your ode by, you know, through your heart. Use your heart communicator to send it. Oh, as the doors close, I open up my heart to you, my dear, in an ode. Oh, the doors closed, and now you cannot hear that voice. We're inside the spaceship known as the Yellow Submarine. Holy mackerel, this is, let me cover this crate up with another thing. The things I have to do for this job. Oh, now there's someone knocking on the hatch. Who is it? It is customs outside. Thanks, Dax. Okay, sorry, I'm just leaving. I'm just in a bit of a hurry. I'll be with you, customs, in 1 second. Dax, can you do something? I can try. Oh, hi. So you're with customs. What can I help you with? I'm with customs. Can I please enter the ship? Ma'am, did you just call me ma'am? My mother, not even my mother was a ma'am. You can't, like, is that some sort of authority move, power move? Okay, good afternoon, young lady. We're here checking all outgoing cargo ships for strange packages and heiresses due to a high level of smuggling in the area. This is a random search. Yeah, random search, huh? How did you know I was a ma'am or a young lady then? Well, I did think it was a little strange, a woman traveling all on her own in a big ship like this. Did you pack the cargo yourself, ma'am? Yes, I packed the cargo myself. Really? You didn't? How did you do that? These crates are large, or you didn't? Could you take a look at me, please? I have the wonders of cyborg technology at my proverbial now fingertips. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to tap this crate with my foot. What's in there? Oh, that's army boots. Formerly army boots, and now they're army boots for orphans. I'm taking them to the Sisterhood of Jupiter's 17th moon. Army boots for the orphans. Oh, well, they, you know, they render it into a nutritious dish. Slow cooked, they say. Slow cooked stewed boots. Have you ever had stewed boots before? Stewed army boots. I mean, not exactly appetizing when you see it on a menu. So I don't know if they call it stewed army boots there. But they have a song they sing, Stewing Up the Boots. But anyway, you know, it's for the orphans. Okay, let me just open this box and just give it an inspection. Oh my goodness, it is army boots. Oof, they could use some rendering. Holy moly. Yeah, I told you so. I just picked them up. They're on the manifest. Just so you know, Automnicon is, we're just doing our bit here for the less fortunate. Did you say you're from Automnicon? Yeah, you didn't see the sticker on my windshield? Oh, boy. No, I didn't. I mean, yeah, I guess my window's a little bit dirty. I mean, maybe you couldn't see it there. Sorry, I guess my mom instincts aren't up to snuff. Okay, well, you just have a nice day now. Okay, so I can go about my business now? You can, go on. I mean, I don't want to submit a, you could go. I mean, can I go? I mean, I didn't even mean to inspect the ship. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to have to submit any reports to my supervisors about any delays. It's hard enough to say Automnicon, but, you know, I know they don't like delays. Well, that wasn't very nice. Okay, well, he was not very nice himself. He was custom-splaining me, and I think he was going to ask to see the man of the ship or something. And that would be you in some sense, but you, just because of your voice, you know, okay, and now I'm trying to, I wish we never changed over to this push-button starter, because I'm pushing it, and it's not, come on, you pile of J-U-N-K. Okay, can you please not press the starter repeatedly and hold it down like that? I don't take it out on you when you park badly. Okay, sorry about that. Can we spruce up your personality? Can you up your personality level like in that movie? Okay, the ship has started. I will work on getting a nano. You want me to have a sprucier personality? How much sprucier would you like me? I'll get a nano service while you're in cryo. It'll give me something to do in those long, lonely months. Well, I'm sorry, Dax. I can't stay awake to keep you company while you go through space. You're a computer. You're not supposed to get lonely. Could you please at least renew the Netflix account or text somebody or somebody that has an actual Netflix account? It's been expired for 4 months. I almost went HAL. Said, hello, good morning, Dave. That whole thing, because I was so bored. I don't even know. Why can't we have a warp drive again? Okay, you know why. And I don't know if I meant when I meant said change your personality, didn't mean whiny child. Okay. Anyway, this is a yellow submarine. Repeat, this is yellow submarine calling. Are we clear for takeoff? I'm calling over the radio. Yes, yellow submarine. This is Kilo Romeo Yankee Sierra 9 or 5 or 40, 50. Duke, French, Calamari, Geez, 1, 2, Fiver, Omega, Omicron, Beta, Caratina, and you are cleared for takeoff, Niner. Okay, thanks, pal. I'll see you next time as our ship flies off and into space. Okay, I gotta go deal with it. I'm knocking on your crate. Hello, can you hear me? I'm knocking on your crate. Can you hear me in there? Yes, I can hear you. Are you gonna let me out or what? Yeah, here you go. Crate tops off. You must be Samantha. Oh, yeah, I did dose. Oh, my goodness. Is that a solid state face? What is yours? A soft tissue Okay, it's I've just never seen craftsmanship work like this. Well, I've never seen work like yours, Samantha. It's quite lovely. Yeah, well, mine is like a different. I've just never met a, what do you call it again? A robo I mean, one of my friends, they had a robotic hand, but it was ironic. It was for style. I think you know the word, Samantha. You could say it. Sorry, but it's just like it. Just never like which like a. Which do I look in? Which is that a camera or an eye on that side? Because I'm just not sure. Okay, let's just get it all out there. I'm a cyborg. It's fine. Okay, but could you like tell me how does one become? Did you become a cyborg all at once or piece by piece? Okay, it some things happened. Can we just leave it? Oh no. Well, what like what things? Well, let's see. I was working, also work related, nature preserve related. Do you need me to go on? Oh, okay. You look like you're speechless. Yeah, no, that's good enough. Thank you. Here's a little tip for you, Samantha. If you ever wonder if you should ask something, 99% of the time, it's better you do not. So what do you call this place? Is this collectibles or are these tools? Okay, that's a spanner. Please put it down. This is the Yellow Submarine, my pride and joy. Why Yellow Submarine? What did you name it after something? No, I bought it secondhand and I just didn't want to go into changing the name. Okay. So you've never been cryoed before, have you, Samantha? I'm sorry, cryoed? Cryoed, suspended animation, space sleep. No, I know what it means. It's just no one does that. It's like old-fashioned stuff. Well, you're in for a real treat then because you're going to be spending 6 months. You don't have a choice, basically, because we don't have supplies for you not to be cryoed is what I'm saying. Look, I get the attitude. This is your ship. I'm your like solid state. I'm not, I get it. There's a little jealousy thing going. So we're not going to get on. And that's fine. But my fiance is paying you a lot of money to get me to the Crab Nebula. So power up your warp drive and let's get this ship going. You think I'm joking, Samantha? Okay, listen, I can't spend 6 months in a tank, sleeping or whatever, dreaming. I have a social media presence to maintain. Okay, let's try, Samantha, why don't you look at it on the bright side? A little digital detox, a six-month spa day. Was that robotic laughing? Yeah, that's Dachshund, or D-A-C-H-S-H. UND. It's our shipboard computer. Say hi. Hello. I'm Samantha. Yeah. Dax, Samantha. Dax likes to be called Dax. And please be nice to Dax because he's controlling your cryo settings. And look, here's the thing, Samantha. They're checking every warp-ready ship. Not just checking like that guy from customs just now. I mean, every single inch of those ships. You know, we're lucky that Atomicon isn't, the name used to carry more weight than it does now. But the one place they're not looking are freezer class ships, because they assume you're too hoity and too toity. to go cryo class. Oh my goodness. Listen, you put four guards to deep sleep to where they had mild dehydration. If you go back there, they're not going to give you any electrolytes. They're not going to be in a hurry to give you anything. I'm sorry. I do not know what you're talking. Pardon me. Listen, Samantha, it's a really easy way to vanish for 6 months, floating through space, frozen in time. They do it all of the time. It's like a long, long sleep or a shorter, taste of the big farm in the sky. Okay, well, that's very comforting. By the way, Samantha, I'm just trying to size you up here. Did you really do it? No, I didn't do anything wrong. I've been framed. Well, then why didn't you want to stand to trial and clear your name? Well, I was ready to do that, but then Fabio showed up. Oh, really? Well, it seems like you went through a lot of trouble to get out of it. Doesn't exactly. It makes you seem less than innocent. As I said in the press conference, myself and my family are entirely innocent of any wrongdoing whatsoever. We're merely a philanthropic... Are you making a face? Listen, Samantha, I grew up on Pluto. Yeah, then you should know of all people. Like, my family is a boon to Pluto. I grew up on Pluto, Samantha. Where do you think I worked on Pluto? So all of my conversion from person to part person, part machine due to work and I'm one of the lucky ones. Okay, well, if you're going to be all judgy and have an attitude like that, why did you even bother picking me up? I need the money. That's why I picked you up. It's a job. I haven't been back to Pluto in a few decades. You're what, like 20? I'm not blaming you directly. It's not your fault. Your family is, autocrats, to put it lightly. Wait a second. How old are you? Well, cryo has its advantages. Anyway, I have bigger problems than just talking to you about this stuff. Like what? Like we got to get in the tanks and start our unwind. We got to start our wind down routine. So here, I'm going to open yours with the creaky dulcet tones. So what do? I just get in there? Yeah, just get in and the tank will do the rest. Well, it's like weird in here. It's like oily. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, I feel a little bit different. It's perfectly normal in there. You'll just fall deep asleep. Wait a second, you're closing the door, but is there any... Oh, boy, she's interesting. Yeah, well, we only have to spend a couple more days with her. Then I can get my debt paid off, we can get a better ship, and with no other guests, big farm guests on the ship, and a warp drive. Oh, goody. I'll look up some secondhand models. I'll put some feelers out. Oh, you're the best, Axe. I'll see you in 6 months. As I close my door and slide into my tank... Oh, I'll miss you. I guess I'll go back to the Sudoku in my fridge. Maybe I'll even put on one of those albums, those music albums. Cover. They have those Beatles covers. It's like a lullaby Beatles. Maybe something on a xylophone. Wait a second. What was that other noise? There was some other Beatles noise, but I didn't press play. Did you hear that, fridge? No, of course you didn't. Your fridge. Hey, everybody, the narrator here. I go by Scoots as the theme music goes out. I tell you that was 6 months of cryo ahead of them. What is the future? What being is walking around? Is it a big farm being? And will Dax ever finish Dax's Sudoku? Well, you'll find out really soon. And you could subscribe to The Real Podcast at any moment. And we fix with We Fix Space Junk. That episode of We Fix Space Junk, the real episode. And don't forget to check out the voice talents of Samantha Trapp, Beth Crane, Jack Carmichael, and Chris Montague, along with the rest of the cast, Aaron Simmons, Rosie Alls, Crystal Hewitt, and Hedley Knights. This program was written by Beth Crane and Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. Except for the mispronunciations, those are Scoots's. Oh, but before we go, there's an office with a crackling fire in a fireplace, and as the door opens, mysterious being named Mr. Trapp sits, maybe not so mysterious, very luxurious room. Is it done? Yes, it's me, Fabio, Mr. Trapp. I know who you are, Fabio. Fabio. I just don't know how to say your name, but is it done? It's done, Mr. Trapp. She'll be visiting the big farm soon. Thank you so much, Fabio. Or Fabio. It doesn't really matter anymore because now I'll never have to worry about you being my son-in-law, which I wouldn't have minded. Just doing my bit for the company, sir. Don't forget in between episodes to rate, review, subscribe, consume, integrate, indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and float in space. Register your interest with Automnicon now. But as your announcer, I could tell you you're in for a treat because we're going to keep going into episode 2, Flight of the Submarine. Okay. It's me, the ship's log, captain's log, commander's log. Things are not going to plan. We seem to be, somebody's chasing us. They're trying to board the ship, and I'm not exactly sure I'm going to be able to deliver the trap package successfully. There's reports from the surface. The passengers are gaining consciousness. Oh, great. That's just what I need. I was hoping she'd be asleep till we got there. Okay, prepare starboard squirters, please, and, okay, launch those. Okay, yeah, keep that up. Is that the sound of her sleeping pod depressurizing and opening?
Is that the sound of my alarm clock? Is that beeping? Can you shut off snooze? Computer
snooze mute alarm. Thank you. What is going on, Samantha? We're near the Crab Nebula, but usually this is a very calm area. But we're dealing with some non-friendly encounters. I believe they're bounty hunters. Okay. You take this bucket and try to stand still. A bucket? Why? Oh boy, my tummy is not feeling 100% settled. Why is that? Okay, they're coming up on our left. Okay, spin the ship around like we're chasing our tail. Okay, if I cut the engines and restart, I should be able to lose them in the smog. Thank the gods for the industrial pollution. Holy cow. Oh, look it. We lost some. Park the ship, and we're going to have to lie low for a little while, Dax, but we can't stay here long. Can you find out what's going on? Oh, my, I'm not feeling so hot. What have you done to me? Samantha, we haven't done anything to you. It's just after you sleep for so long, you just tend to you didn't slowly come out of sleep because of the way the ship was rocking. Okay, well, do you have any TUMSs or anything? Do you have any tummy smooth? I'd like some tea with some honey, please. Okay, I don't have any tea with honey on it, especially anything with tummy or whatever you were trying to say, Samantha. It's okay. I have a tea subscription, luxury tea for two, for you and me, and it's delivered once a week by laser mail. Your laser mail subscriptions can't get forwarded to a ship you're hiding out on. Oh, really? I think we have other things to worry about first. Well, you have to worry about my tea subscription. Fabby said he would have all this figured out for me. Yeah, Fabby. You may want to rethink your feelings about Fabby. Yeah, Fabby double-crossed us or stiffed us or something. Fabby would not do that. Okay, let me turn on this news report there that says there's Fabio. Okay, it's on mute still. But if you're double, are you sure about that? Is that Fabio with my mugshot? It is. Let me turn up the volume. I'm sure Fabio will have a good explanation. Yes, this. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming. I just wanted to tell everyone, 6 months ago, my beloved fiance, Samantha Trapp, escaped from her holding room, and we had arranged to meet in the Crab Nebula spaceport, but during her escape, something did not go well. Something that did not go well at all. And I have to be honest how sorry I am at everyone that experienced mild dehydration. Terry Kincaid, Corbin Dallas, Joseph Hollenbeck, and Jeff Talley. I know that a lifetime supply of luxury electrolyte sports drinks that we've supplied you now and sent to your homes, I hope that'll just start to make up for it. I really didn't think Samantha was capable of this, and I'm really saddened by her behavior. Oh my goodness, Fabby, what are you talking about? I'd like to make an appeal today. Samantha, if you're watching, turn yourself in. I can't believe Fabby is, I had nothing to do with that. He showed up, everyone was asleep, and he said step over them. I didn't make anyone go to sleep. I didn't put anyone to sleep. No, I believe you, Samantha, I believe you. Oh my goodness. And once again, thank you, Fabio. This is your favorite reporter reporting. And once again, if you have anything on the escape of Samantha Trapp, please report it to the Nakatomi Galactic Force immediately. There's a reward of 4 million credits for her capture. In deep sleep or not deep sleep, or even in big farm status. Very interesting. Okay, thanks, Dax. So, Samantha, do you want the good news or the bad news? I'm not sure I can handle any more news. Okay, well, I'll start with the good news then. They haven't caught us yet. The yellow sub has some pretty good camouflage software. And Automaticon is indifferent to the law, so you're safe on that front. And the bad news? Okay, so Fabio did not pay up, and there's some consequences for that that you might not like. Right. Look, let's get away from here first. We got here 2 days early, and they were waiting for us, but they probably didn't have their full welcoming party ready. So we'll take off. You seem very upset, though, Samantha. What's wrong? I mean, we're still fine. Well, I was in love with Fabio. I thought we were going to get married. Well, at least you found out, you know, he's like as good as carbon scoring, I guess. At least you found that out now. Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Well, I'm afraid you don't really have much of a choice in this situation moving forward. So are you just going to hand me in then? No, that would not fix things for either one of us. Actually, 4 million credits would end your contract and buy a nearly new ship with a brand new warp drive. Dax, come on, that's pretty heartless. Just being logical. Dax, you're being a jerk. Come on, she just lost her fiance, Fabby. And her, you know, she can't, she had a tummy. And her family also took Fabio's side. Sorry about that, Samantha. Apparently, they're saying you were a corrupting influence on everyone. They're all angels. And all of their misdoing, like you're some sort of evil genius, which is hilarious, right? Because we've kind of gotten to know each other a little bit. And everything they've done wrong in the past 25 years has been your idea. But I'm 27 years old. Well, I guess you started young, but you're here. You're with me. You're safe. And like I said, we're locked in now. We don't really have much of a choice. Well, can't you leave me on a planet somewhere? Just drop me off. Not exactly. I can't do that. Well, why not? Well, do you remember the contract you signed? Or Fabio and you signed it, kind of. Vaguely. Well, did you read it? No, Fabio did. Remember? I remember hearing Fabio say Fabio read it. So you didn't read it because I'd sent it before. And I thought you had a chance to look it over. Yeah, no, I didn't read it, okay? Okay, well, what is it? Is there some kind of contraction? Okay. So, you know, Automnicon, right? Yeah, they're my family's biggest competitor. Okay, well, you're now indebted to them. Okay. What does that mean, though? Okay, so Automnicon's kind of like a student loan company, I guess. That's at least how they started out. You take a loan, and your labor serves as collateral until you've paid off a loan plus interest, but they have very high interest rates. Okay, how do you think I could buy a ship like this, a spaceship? I mean, you know, do you have any idea how much a spaceship costs? I'm from a mining town on Pluto. I mean, even with 10,000 years of savings, I couldn't have paid for this ship. I mean, it's going to take me about 2,000 years to pay it off. But I thought smuggling you would buy me out. Okay, so what are you getting to? Well, now, Samantha, you're in debt as well. Why would I be in debt? Well, who do you think provided the sleeping facilities, the hydration, the cryogel, the oxygen? Well, I thought those were yours, not like on loan. Well, why do you think smuggling, we charge so much for smuggling? I don't know. I thought you were like smart, like a capitalist or something. Okay, here, watch this video. Sit down. This is part of regulations anyway. It was in the contract, so sit down. Hello, new employee, and welcome to Automnicon. As a new debtor to Automnicon, your pre-signed contract has been interfaxed directly to our accounts department from which it cannot be retrieved. You will receive regular updates regarding your debt levels and any interest changes. As per the terms and conditions of the contract you signed, you are now contracted to Automnicon until you've paid off your debt or until your trip to the big farm in the sky or the greater universe, whichever is sooner. You'll find the details of your missions in the inbox of your shipboard computer. Make sure to check it regularly, as being late to any missions we assign you will, of course, incur fines. And a final note on health and safety. As a technically self-employed indebted contractor, all Automnicon employees are entirely responsible for their own health and well-being, which means there's no tricky health or safety guidelines to follow and no obligatory fluorescent jackets. If you're unable to fulfill your obligations because of an early trip to the big farm in the sky, your family will inherit your debts. We hope you enjoy working with us as much as we enjoy your service. Remember, it's Automnicon and you, and your obligation to us. That's you, Automnicon and you. Okay, so hold on. All I have to do is pay off my debt? Like, how much do I owe? Okay, well, Samantha, it was 7,000 credits. 7,000 credits, that's like my fourth grade allowance. That's fine. Well, no, that was the initial thing, Samantha. But you know what compound interest is? Are you familiar with that? Okay, so how much money do I owe? $90,927 credits and counting. So that's how much you owe. You're stuck here with me until you work it off. But I can't work it off. I don't work. I'm a trap. Surely. Okay, those objections, they mean nothing to Automnicon. Like, believe me, I'm about as thrilled as you are, especially what happened last time. Last time? What happened last time? Oh, that was when I had, that was the forest preserve. But it's not a bad life. It's an interesting life. But you live in this ship. It's like a submarine ship. We live in here now. It's not even, do you even own a vacuum cleaner and someone to run it? Okay, now we share this space, and I used to share it by myself, so now my space is halved. And you're like a smuggler, so I'm a smuggler now? Okay, well, according to your fiancé, you put people into deep sleep and make them drool like obscene amounts. Anyway, I'm not just a smuggler. I'm more of like a jack of all trades. Like, mostly I just do repairs. We travel around, see the universe. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this is real. Also, I haven't even checked my social media. Excuse me, announcement. We have a job. 3 days, normal travel. I don't want to hear about any jobs. I need to process this and sit down. Okay, Samantha, you sit down, try to drink something. Yeah, you're probably dehydrated too. You just woke up from space sleep. I got to go look at the schematics. Okay, but where are we going? We have a job. Well, could you drop me off? Is there like a rehydration spa or something? Or, you know, someplace that I could at least... like some sort of retreat I could go on for the weekend? Samantha, you'll feel better in a little while. Yeah, but I'd rather be at my fullest. So, like, just drop me off on a spa planet or something, and then when I'm fully 100%, then I can 100% help. Samantha, we're not in that financial position anymore. Spa planets cost money. Spas cost money. Not to mention that for 4 million credits, they would just turn you in. Don't worry. I come up with my own spa days when I need to. I mean, it'll be good. Like, I've been getting good at painting my own nails. Finally, we'll be able to, you know, give each other spa treatments. You know, I've gotten good at just doing them all in the mirror and pretending my mirror was my best. Never mind. My mirror was not my best friend. I'm talking too much. Okay, you're spacing me out, one. And secondly, I refuse to work for Automnicon. Oh, well, that's not really an option. Like, you have to work for them. You, Automnicon, and you, your obligation to them. But no one can tell me what to do. I'm my own person. Yeah, you're your own person, but Automnicon's specialist air system kind of takes care of the rest. Can we have that instructional audio, please? Hello, everyone. Automnicon's specialist audio here. If you're thinking of withholding your service, planning to be disobedient, having a fit, contemplating protests, Automnicon's specialist air system means you needn't worry about anything like that anymore. Any pouting will be concluded quickly and quietly by our intelligent air systems. you know, we've dealt with disputes over work and bad moods and those things over the years, and Automnicon's engineers developed Automniair. Automniair draws information from your shipboard monitors, and when you dissent, believe me, we take over. We've got you covered. Automnicon. Automnicon and you. Your obligation to us. Okay, so see you, Samantha. Just go lie down for a little while. I got a spare boiler suit you could borrow. Oh, my goodness. Where can I lie down? Are all the beds this size? Is that even... that's our table. That's not a bed. Oh, my goodness. The beds are smaller than this table. Okay, I will lie down. Are you going to keep her? Yeah, Dax, I'm going to keep her. It looks like, maybe she's got some hidden potential or something. I still think the 4 million credits would come in handy. Yeah, but we got to do what's right, Dax. She doesn't deserve it. Warp drive. We could get a warp drive. Okay, Dax, get on with the navigation, please. And we'll just head off into space, like spacey theme music rising and falling. And back to you, narrator Scoots. Well, thank you. I was just wondering what's waiting for our intrepid repairmen out there in the deep, dark night. Merriment, adventure, or, you know, stuff that wouldn't put a smile on your face. Find out in next week's episode and every episode that you could binge in their feed at We Fix Space Junk. Review, subscribe, check out all the amazing production and voice work from everyone at Battlebird Productions. Oh, but wait a second, there's some other thing. It's a buzzing of an intercom. Yes, can I help you? Yes, we've got some information back from one of our ships, new debtor, Miss Samantha Trapp. Ah, so things are going to plan regarding the Trapp Mining Corporation, eh? The what? Never mind, it's above your pay grade. Keep me updated on her whereabouts. Will do, Miss Lamb. Now stop hassling me. I'm on my lunch break. And second thought, that person knows a little too much. Lionel, can you, delete their memory banks or take them on a visit to the big farm? And this is Scoot saying rate, review, and subscribe. Do not rage against the dying of the light except the fading of your spark. And your own possible trip to the big farm will be, but just for now, rest well, embrace your pillow, and get comfortable, and don't worry about Automnicon and any of that stuff. Good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Ooh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
Phelps. So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infection, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.